Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right now, though, I have got our final guest of the afternoon. I should say guests, plural, because I have Mr. Joseph Gerassi, the executive head at Red Hill School, with a student of his, or of his, of the school's, who's done supremely well as well. Disclosure, I just might be related to her some way or another. Those genes certainly did their work, but we'll get to Rachel in just a moment. Joseph Gerassi, congratulations, Mazel Tov, on another superb set of results.
Yeah, Simon, thank you very, very much. We're very, very proud of the results. And if I may just prompt something, because I know that I had heard one of your listeners kind of asking the question of, you know, why does Chaif M celebrate students from Red Hill? Just a little bit that I'd like to put in there. At the end of the day, we're one Jewish community with Jewish children who make a decision whether they want to go to a Jewish school or to Red Hill. I think what we should really be looking at, and I think what your station is doing and what the Jewish Report does, is this is not about fighting amongst ourselves within our community. It's about celebrating all of our beautiful Jewish children, whether they go to King David or whether they go to Red Hill. They deserve to be seen, they deserve to be heard, and they deserve to be part of this community. And, you know, Rachel is one of those beautiful, beautiful Jewish children that come out of our community, and I'm incredibly proud of her. And I'd like to thank Chaif M for celebrating Rachel as a young, proud Jewish girl.
Joe, I'm going to get to Rachel in just a moment. Take me through, unpack your results for us.
Right. So, as always, Red Hill, you know, has done superbly, superbly well. We had five of our students who were in the outstanding achievement list. You know, there were very few schools who managed to do that. We were one of them. And, yes, our results were outstanding right across. We were very, very pleased. We had two students with 9 distinctions, 4 with 8, 5 or 6 with 7. And so we go all the way down. But what we were really proud of is that every single one of our students got a university entrance. And so, you know, they will all be going to university. And those who don't go, it will be because they've chosen not to. Rachel herself was one of those outstanding performers where she achieved an average of 94%. With 8 distinctions, of which 7 were above 90%. And that is absolutely superb.
That is superb. Joseph, you indicated to me as well, though, and I'm asking you this question because I don't want Rachel to have to boast about herself. She's not just an academic. She, in fact, took part, you said, in a whole lot of extracurricular activities. Maybe you just want to give an intro to Rachel quickly.
Yeah, so Rachel got herself fully involved in school life. And what I love about that is, you know, often people think that you just have to sit and swat all day. Well, Rachel, she might have done that in whatever time she had available, but she was on our senior leadership team. She headed up the SRC, if I'm correct. She'll say more about that. Or it was council, one of our senior positions. She was also fully involved in drama. I had the pleasure of directing her in a chorus line, which unfortunately, because of COVID, didn't go on, but she was superb in that. And she was just fully, fully involved in the arts and culture, part of Red Fest. She's the kind of student that, you know, we're proud of, not only because she managed to get superb results, but she was a true Red Hillian in terms of getting fully involved, giving of her time, being involved in community service. And yeah, hats off to her. She's an amazing young woman.
And now that we've probably embarrassed you utterly and completely, Rachel, what an absolute pleasure it is to have you on Chai FM and to celebrate your absolutely incredible results. How are you feeling?
Hi, Simon. I'm so happy to be on your show. I definitely did not know what I was signing up for. I'm feeling amazing. I'm really happy. I'm proud of myself. I worked really hard and I'm proud of my school. I'm really happy for everyone.
You know, in light of what Joseph just told us about your significant involvement in things other than academics, how on earth did you pull that off?
Honestly, the secret is, and I tell everyone to do this, is to choose subjects that you truly love so that when you're studying, you love it and you're looking forward to it. So, I mean, for me, I knew that I wanted to do something in the health sciences realm. So I knew I had to do science, biology, AP maths. But to fill up the rest of the subject, I chose drama and music, which are things that I truly love. And in doing that, it allowed me to be in the orchestra, to play the violin, to be in the plays, to do theater, to do all of that, and studying for it and doing that work really didn't feel like a chore, and it came easily to me, which meant that I did have more time for the harder subjects.
You know, let's be honest, you and your cohort have probably had the most difficult 2 years in living memory. I don't think any of us have experienced anything like you guys have. I mean, on the one hand, you probably feel cheated. On the other hand, it sounds like it didn't affect you much. You just got through it.
I mean, it definitely made me appreciate the in-person teaching more. But I think the reason why I was able to get through it is because I was just at a school that so seamlessly transferred onto the online. Back in 2020, we were on online school within a matter of days. We had teachers who were so eager to help us and to give us these hours and hours on Zooms after hours as well. We had a website where the teachers pre-recorded every single lesson so that, I mean, who else has the opportunity to rewatch their teachers teaching them again and again and again and to fall asleep the night before? It was difficult, but I was really lucky that I was able to cope because Red Hill just made it so easy and gave so many opportunities to cope.
Rachel, we don't have the best line. I hope it'll improve somewhat. Tell me, what does the future hold for you?
I'm doing medicine. I've got a couple of days to decide if I'm doing it at UCT or WITS. But I'm very lucky to be in a position that I get to make that decision.
That is absolutely remarkable. You didn't feel that you deserved a year off after having studied and committed so incredibly to your studies. You didn't feel that a year off is what I need now.
I don't think so. I'm quite ready to get into it and to get going. I think medicine is a long degree, so I don't really want to postpone that any longer. I want to just get going. But I don't feel so exhausted. I think I was able to have a good balance in that. Now I feel ready to carry on going.
Absolutely remarkable. We wish you all the luck in the world. We're proud of you, me especially, and wish you all the very best in the future. Joe, I want to turn back to you because I think you must be a masochist on some level, running a school during a global pandemic that lasted 2 years. If that wasn't enough, I'm thinking of the song we sing at Pesach, Dayenu. If that wasn't enough, you decided that it wasn't good enough to do the IEB. You had to do the IEB as well. So you were running a dual curriculum school against the backdrop of a pandemic. You certainly don't seem like someone who chooses the easy way out.
Simon, I think that's probably, has been with me all my life. I always look for opportunities. I think it really is important, but it's opportunities for our children. I think it really is important that we give choice to our children. And, you know, the IB and the IAB, it's apples and oranges. It's giving choice to families and children to decide which one they would like to take. And we're incredibly proud of all our kids who did brilliantly on both. Is it difficult? Of course it's difficult. You're running a dual curriculum. You're having to have teachers trained in two different kind of, curriculum, but it's really rewarding. And once again, I need to say that our Jewish students, have done particularly well, in both of these curriculum. And I want to end by saying that for me, and Rachel can let I didn't go and poach Rachel. I didn't know who Rachel was when she came to Red Hill. I want to say that we are one community. I am proud of all the King David kids who did brilliantly. I'm proud of all the Yeshiva kids who did brilliantly. I'm proud of all the non-Jewish kids who did brilliantly. But in this particular context, I'm part of this community. Rachel's part of this community. We involve ourselves in Jewish life outside of Red Hill. I think we just choose that, Red Hill is a place where we study and where we work. And that's the way it is. And I think Rachel would agree with me.
Joseph, so while we've been talking, and sorry I'm talking across you, your listener name is Karen, has written in. She says, I echo what Joseph Gerassi is saying. It's about unity in the community. Need to celebrate everyone. Phenomenal. Last word to you, Rachel, this afternoon.
To me?
Yep.
I'm ending it?
Yep, you're ending it. You're telling me your thoughts on that particular issue, and you can sign us off.
All right. I mean, I'm so proud of all the Jewish people. And I think I wouldn't say Mr. Jurassic poaches. I was saying to him earlier, I think that if anything, he poached me. I came to Red Hill because I wanted to be where the music program was really good. And I love that. And I think that in seeing other people and other students being in such a nurturing and really like really accommodating environment that Red Hill is, everybody wants that and everybody wants to be a part of that because it's infectious to be in, you know, like really great, happy, loving and like accomplished place. And so I think that everybody wants to be a part of that. And that's why there's more and more Jews coming. And I love the growing Jewish community at Red Hill.
Rachel, I'm going to have to leave it. I'm sorry I'm cutting you off. It's 6 o'clock. I'm going to have to leave it there. I want to wish you all the luck in the world going forward. Mazal tov. We are proud of you. This is clearly a discussion that we need to have, and maybe we will do that shortly. We'll bring in the King Davids. We'll bring in the Joseph Jurassic, and we'll have a go and have the discussion.